on.
I'm here with Richard Roth.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
And I'm so glad you were able to call in, and we're eager to talk to you. But let me tell our listening audience a little bit about you first,
okay,
if I may.
Sure.
And you can correct me at any point.
Okay.
Dr. Swift is a historian and also an author, as well as a practicing psychologist. And he's written biographies and several other books. Among them, I've already lost the title. Roosevelt's and the Royals. And
the Kennedys Amidst the Gathering Storm, and he's just finishing this next week his biography of the Nixons' marriage.
Uh-huh. That's going to be interesting. And on Sunday, Dr. Swift is going to be giving...
On Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm not starting off well here. On Saturday at 3 p.m., Dr. Swift is going to set the record straight about the film called Hyde Park on Hudson.
On the Hudson, right.
And which is in theaters now. I saw it just a couple of nights ago at what I call the Octoplex here in Hudson, the big theater. I'm sorry, I don't know the real name. The big theater on Fairview Avenue.
Right.
And very interesting film, which I understand was filmed mostly in England.
Yes.
Without giving your entire lecture away, if you could tell us what the gist of what you're going to be talking about on Saturday.
Sure. Well, I mean, the film really covers two separate stories that intersect. Number one story is about the relationship between Franklin Roosevelt and Daisy Sukley, who had taken care of him when he had polio, and who became very close and had, in the film, a definitely romantic relationship. And in terms of the history, it's possible. It's very suggestive. There's some interesting things that I have in my book that give some hints that they may have had a romantic relationship. And actually, this film tells the story of a triad with Missy LaHand, who is his secretary, and a conflict that occurs between the two women in their triangle with Roosevelt during the middle of the visit of the King and Queen of England. And the second story is the story of the relationship that weekend between the King and Queen and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I think what the film does not really do is give you any real sense of Franklin Roosevelt as a great president and of the context of the British-American relationship at the time and why this visit meant so much. It really focuses more it's a very Hollywood kind of movie, which I found quite enjoyable and quite beautifully filmed, but it is such an incredible mix of fact and fiction, and it's fascinating the way they take elements of the history and just shift it a little bit to work their story, make their story more interesting in a romantic sense, but they've completely changed the history.
Is this what one would call historical fiction?
I guess you could say that, but oftentimes historical fiction is even more true to the history than this. They have really manipulated the history. Maybe I should try to give one example here. The one example I would say, a big example would be that the film makes it sound like the King and Queen came to Hyde Park because the half of the president's cabinet didn't want them coming at all to the United States. But what the film doesn't say is the King and Queen originally came to the White House and spent several very important days in Washington, which had its whole story before the Hyde Park, which was the end of a four-day visit, and they went to the World's Fair in New York. So there's quite a bit more to the story, which they just completely obliterated in order to make this story simpler.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just one thing from people who've seen the film that I think is very interesting in the subplot is that early on in the film, I don't know if you remember this, Ellen, Roosevelt says, you know, I'm just a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those people who are listening who haven't seen the film, that's a setup, because in the end, he sets up Daisy Sickley in a way that proves he's not always such a nice guy. but I don't want to, if you haven't, people haven't seen the film, I don't want to give it away.
Do you think the film is misleading or untruthful?
Well, I think it is misleading in certain ways. There's, for instance, there's no documentary evidence that there was a conflict between Missy LeHand and Daisy Sickley. The film actually portrays a sexual scene that is quite evocative in the film, but we don't know for sure that that happened. So, and it's misleading in its portrayal of the king and queen, I think.
What about the portrayal of FDR by Murray? I mean, it seems kind of lightweight.
It is lightweight. I mean, I actually got used to it and kind of enjoyed it, but I think, for instance, FDR had a much more booming voice, had much more joy. There was many aspects of FDR's character that did not come out in Bill Murray's, presentation of Roosevelt. So I think that is, I wouldn't say it's misleading, it's just it's undeveloped in a full sense. And I think, I don't know if you've all read the press criticism, but they got a lot of criticism for this movie, for sort of being a lightweight kind of presentation of things, especially also because the Eleanor doesn't really get much play in the movie, and their relationship was such an unusual and fascinating relationship in the fact that it can include so many people who are very, you know, the Eleanor's friends are very barely, you know, briefly referred to, but there was just a whole coterie of people that was included in this relationship in a way that, you know, would be sort of avant-garde today, much less back when it happened. And that really, the movie just didn't have time to show.
There's another film there, or two or three, I think.
Exactly, or ten, you know. Yes, but, it certainly, I don't know what you all thought, but I thought it was beautifully filmed in a lot of ways. So it was a pleasant experience, but I would not say it's a particularly strong historical.
No, it raises lots of questions in my mind, but Richard Nelson, I guess he's the author of the film, of the screenwriter, talks about, when I went on the official site of the film, and he talks about finding a box of letters in a diary under the bed when Daisy finally passed on. I think she was over 100 years old when she died. And that some parts had been some pages had been torn out, or things seemed to be missing. So I guess he's using that as his reason for portraying this relationship as he did.
Yes, I want to save a little bit for my talk, but there are certain things that they say in the letters that you certainly could interpret in a way to back up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not definite.
And your book describes, talking about Roosevelt and the Royals, does it go beyond that weekend when they were in Hyde Park, of course?
My book really is a joint biography of King George and Queen Elizabeth and Franklin Eleanor, and starts in 1880 and goes up through the final meeting of the Roosevelts and the British royal family, which was when the Queen Mother came to Campobello in the 1960s. And there's an interesting story there, because all of the Roosevelt sons were supposed to meet her, and there was a huge fog, and none of the sons could come. So Christopher Roosevelt, the grandson, who was 22 or so years old, was suddenly told at the last minute that he was going to have to be the guide for the Queen Mother, and he was rather terrified. And so he decided to handle it by saying, you know, I've not really, hello, ma'am, and I have to say I'm not the best guide, because I've never been around this area, and I don't know what it is I'm going to be taking you to. And she said, well, Christopher, that's wonderful. We'll be discovering it together. so she put him at ease, and but that, so that's the scope of, you know, the book, but the centerpiece of that history. And Eleanor, of course, in 1942, goes to England to survey the war front in England and stays, you know, with the king and queen.
Mm-hmm.
So the relationship also involves the king and queen really seeing the Roosevelts as very important figures and writing to them, imploring them for help during the war. So this movie, if anything, I hope it gets people interested more in this general area.
Well, there was a Broadway play called Sunset at Campobello,
uh-huh,
I believe.
Right.
And
right.
Was that made into a film?
Yes.
Do you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And who portrayed Roosevelt in the film?
You know, I could be completely wrong. The name Ralph Bellamy is coming to mind, but I have no idea.
I think you're right, yeah.
And I think if people look online, there are comparisons of Bill Murray's performances to other FDRs in film,
mm-hmm.
which makes an interesting, you know, discussion.
Well, just to change the subject slightly, I also know Dr. Swift as the founder of the Columbia County Historical Society Distinguished Authors Series, and there is a presentation by David Nassau,
yes,
who wrote a book about Joseph Kennedy
on
January 26th,
right,
here in Hudson at the First Presbyterian Church. So,
right. Thank you for mentioning him, because David Nassau, his book was picked by the New York Times as one of the 10 best books of the entire year. So they picked like 5 nonfiction. He's one of the 5 nonfiction books that they chose.
And wow.
The officially sanctioned biography, and he worked on it for, God, I don't know, 7 years and whatever, and so he's a local, you know, he has a home in Taconic, and he's one of our great historians, and he founded the Biography Center at NYU, at CUNY, sorry. So he's quite a major historian, and one of the greatest talents in the county. So he spoke before, he wrote a book about Andrew Carnegie, and which was very well attended, his lecture that I sponsored a few years back. But so, yeah, thank you for mentioning that. That's Saturday the 26th at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And my talk, by the way, just for a plug, is at Chatham Library at 3 o'clock this Saturday.
Saturday. Right. Do we have any other questions for Dr. Swift?
Is there anything else you would like to tell us, Dr. Swift?
That's a good question.
Yes, I'd like to have a big audience. How about that, on a snowy, cold weekend? it would be interesting to have the audience talk about, I plan to start by asking people to talk about their experiences of the film and what curiosities they have, to get a sense of someone who's not particularly schooled in the history, what their experience is. And then to talk the very fascinating details of how they take a little piece of history and twist it to make it completely change the story. And those things are very, I think, fascinating, both on the nature of how you make a film and how you write a script, and also how you interpret history. So,
thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad I remembered to take the call. I had an emergency, a psychiatric emergency. I was on the phone, and I heard the buzzing, and I thought, somebody's trying to reach me, and I called up, and oh, my God. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.